This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The eastbound lanes of Interstate 70 near Evergreen will close overnight tonight. Work crews are laying new drainage pipes underneath the highway as part of the massive expansion project at Floyd Hill. All westbound lanes will also close next Monday overnight. The highway will be reopened by 6 a.m. both days. A lot of homes are hitting the market in Denver. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The number of houses for sale in the Denver area jumped by more than 30% last month compared to last year. That's according to an update from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. It means buyers have more choices and more room to negotiate. But it's still a tough market, with mortgage rates hovering around 7%. The median price of a single-family home in and around Denver is $660,000, up slightly from a year ago. Buyers will have better luck finding a good deal on a condo. Prices for those types of properties are dropping. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
State wildlife officials are warning residents to be extra cautious after elk attacks over the last week. Two children were injured in Estes Park after encounters with the animals. The incident sent an 8-year-old girl and a 4-year-old boy to the hospital, though both have since recovered. Officials are reminding people to stay far away from any elk as its protective mother may be nearby. And commutes for light rail travelers took longer tonight. Track inspections delayed RTD trains. Officials say the H, E, and R lines were affected from earlier this morning. The E line from Denver Union Station to Ridgegate Parkway and Lone Tree was seeing the longest delays of up to 45 minutes. This is CPR News in KRCC.